From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is denying allegations that documents leaked from a Panamanian law firm contain evidence of corruption among his closest associates. Speaking Thursday to a media forum in St. Petersburg, Mr. Putin described the so-called Panama Papers as part of a Western campaign to undermine Russia. Putin noted that he himself is not mentioned in the documents. Pope Francis plans to make a trip to the Greek island of Lesbos on April 16th to meet with refugees. The Vatican said the Pope accepted the invitation from the leader of the Christian Orthodox Church, Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, and Greek President Prokopis Pavloopoulos. The visit is seen as a symbolic gesture to draw international attention to the plight of the refugees. Meanwhile, the European Union struggles to adjust its plan to deport illegal migrants. Tensions have risen among the thousands of migrants who have fled the chaos in their own countries for safety in Europe. Belgian police have released a new video of a man wanted in the recent Brussels airport bombing. The video was taken just minutes after the March 22nd bombings. It shows the apparent getaway of a third surviving suspect, often identified in the media simply as the man with a hat. The Brussels airport attacks, along with a bombing at a commuter rail station, killed 32 people and wounded more than 340. Voters in Djibouti go to the polls Friday to elect a president. President Ismail Omar Guelleh is widely expected to win his fourth term in office. He faces six challengers, none of whom have emerged as a clear front runner. Some independent parties are boycotting the election, saying the nation's electoral commission is not independent. This is VOA News.